Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle and
Kel. Yeah.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate. Communicate and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, hello out there. It is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. We're starting off another week, and we know this week is going to be a hot week, according to the weather report. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that's skilled with advisors and consultants to meet all of the community needs, okay? We move in many in body, one in mind, to take care of your needs out there. We're going to be speaking about rearrange, restructure, and reinvent, and that's a good flow to follow behind community unification and collaboration, because that is exactly what they do out there. We're going to be speaking with Tiffany with an I. It's Monday. You know how schedules go. But we're going to be short and sweet out there. We're going to say a happy, happy birthday to the greatest entertainer that ever was, Mr. Michael Jackson. Sit back and relax and welcome in. That's right. Happy birthday, MJ. And you know, back here for Mindful Monday, we always share things with you that you should be mindful of. And the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh from new. From this very moment on. So what we're going to speak about this evening, when Ms. Tiffany with an I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it. Come on, give us her thoughts about it. We're going to be talking about rearrange, restructure, and reinvent. And I will say this, you must start with yourself first. So we have a lot of work to do. So on that note, I'm going to say good evening to Tiffany with an I. How are you and how are you feeling?
I am doing well. How are you on this Monday evening?
Yep, Tiffany, it's been real crazy out here. I'm doing wonderful. I'm so glad that you are taking out time, your busy schedule. But you know, this energy is moving so fast out here. It's knocking you north, south, east, and west. And if you're not aware of what's happening, you'll get blown away. So we're trying to do our research and do our studying over here. And you know there's a new moon out there. And for I think we talked about for the first 3 days, you have to get busy and rearrange, restructure, and reinvent. To get these things happening. So how do you feel about that? Can you give us some pointers on that? You know, we're not experts over here, but we do our homework, okay?
Right. So I think as I mentioned on Friday, we were talking about the transit and what they call like a pre-shadow or shadow to the actual retrograde, which Mercury goes into retrograde on September 9th, and I think now we're feeling the effects of it, especially in communication with communication devices, whether that be whatever that might be. So this time, it's every 90 days there approximately that Mercury retrogrades. So during that time, you rearrange, you're reassessing what is to be, and then once it goes direct, then you can proceed with your new, fresh ideas. But, you know, I use that time, especially when I'm dealing with a new project. So I have time, about 3 weeks, because that's how long it lasts, about 3 weeks to almost a month, of really putting that project in perspective and getting it to a point where when Mercury goes direct, I can launch the project. Because I'm studying, mm-hmm. I'm researching, I'm doing everything that's necessary for the project to to launch. There you go.
Okay.
So, but it's a very interesting time because we have four planets in retrograde, almost.
Ooh.
By now.
Okay.
We have a new moon. We have Mars in Gemini.
Okay.
That's for 7 months. We have Uranus in Taurus. We had the new moon in Virgo. Then we'll have Mercury retrograding September 9th. And then we have another planet that's going to retrograde too. So with all these energies, you're just, you know, you're really having to reassess what's going on in relationships, your career, what is it that you really, really want. And I think now, I mean, we all should look at that. I mean, we've gone through the pandemic. This is post-pandemic. What do we really want to see our lives to start looking like? Where do you want to continue down the same path you've been going? Do you want to pivot and change direction? What do you want to do? And that's very, very important for us to take the time to do that. And so that's why people get frustrated when Mercury goes into retrograde. If you don't know it, you're frustrated. You're wanting things to speed up, but they've slowed down to get you to reassess where you are, to really think about where you are. And it does the universe does this every like 90 days, so that you can't slow yourself down enough to recharge, rethink, rejuvenate, reassess, whatever that is, research, then the planets, the universe will do it for you.
Mm.
That's how we cut, mm-hmm. how connected we are. I mean,
how connected we are, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. How connected we are to everything.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we're all one, and we're all connected to each other out here. And since we're all going through this, you know, we have to be mindful that we are all trying to reinvent ourselves, because this is the new beginning here. And before I forget it, I'm just going to put this question out, because we'll be back on Find It Out Friday. But since this is something that is like with everything coming together, you got four things moving out there. You have this energy. You have a communication breakdown. Your cell phone is jumping around. Your computer is blinking back at you. There's nothing wrong. It's just like that energy is moving. And if you do not pay attention to it or not learn about it, because we're all energy. We're just cosmos floating out here in this universe. And, you know, you talk with individuals about it. Some you can speak about it, and some you can't. They look at you, they think you're crazy. I'm just making a suggestion that as much as you can find out about it, start learning, okay? Because we're all connected in here as one. And as you say, do you want to stay on that same path that you've been on, or do you want to change directions? And this is something that's slowing you down to have you do that. But my question that I'm going to put out before I forget, because we're going to be short and sweet today, for next Friday. We would like to have you dial in 323-769-5879 and tell us, before next Friday, what have you been doing in a positive way, okay? What work did you do to stay positive? Because when energy is moving like this, it's going to sway you, okay? So you have to plant those feet, burn, get into a routine, and plant yourself. So give us a call. Leave your answer, and we're going to air it out over the air on Find It Out Friday, okay? You don't have to leave your name if you don't want to. You can just leave initials. But we'd like to know, what did you do all week to stay positive, all right? And with you putting that question on your mind, maybe we can help restructure all of ourselves out of the toxicity that's around us and that's within us, okay? Because what slows you down is that toxic material, and we carry it inside our lives and in our environment. So this is a time that you can just restructure your mind, and reinvent yourself. Drop all of that that's toxic, including what's toxic within yourself. Did I explain that right, Tiffany? Well, and I, would you agree with me on that?
I would, yes. You do you do a really good job on doing your research and giving these explanations of the energy out there, although, you know, we are not experts, as you have said, and
nope.
I will say again. But, you know, you just need to understand it for yourself, as you suggested. Understand it, because it plays a part in how you're feeling, what your emotion, you know, how emotional you are or where your emotions actually are. So, and then if you know that your emotions are going to be heightened, then you can, you know, take 3 deep breaths or meditate or do some yoga that day if you know you're, you know, the energy is going to be high and intense and you need to bring your energy, you know, to a peaceful place. Then you might want to research those things so that you can act accordingly. You know, I always tell people, don't be reactive, be proactive. And when your emotions are high and they're so intense, you're going to be triggered to react. But the more calm and peaceful you remain, you will be proactive in a decision. And it's best to be proactive than reactive. So if you're faced with something and it's really hard and you're, you know, you're like reacting, before you react, just take 3 deep breaths so that you can recalibrate and then look at it for what it really is and then make a different decision. Because the more reactive you are, the worse you could put yourself in a situation. So, that's why it, you know, it's just a guide so that you know how to navigate through these waters of life. And right now it's up and down, in and out. You don't know why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. And then when you connect to understanding the energies, it just helps you, you know, like I said, better navigate through what we're doing in, on the planet today.
And it gives you a, I appreciate that, it gives you a opportunity to really look in the mirror and really talk to yourself. Sometimes you might have to answer yourself too. But at this particular time, you know, if you don't have the strength to not react, just lock yourself up in the house. Don't move, okay? Don't move, because everybody's going through it. So this is the time relationships either come together or they fall apart, because words are very damaging. And when you're experiencing that, and we're all experiencing it, and it's stuff stuck on top of stuff, okay? It's just not because of the whole retrogrades or whatever. It's because of all of it. So you have to sit down and assess. We're not doctors over here, but we do work very, very hard to keep ourselves balanced, okay? And
right.
It's about working with happy, bright, and light. See, when you like to be happy, bright, and light, you really don't want none of that up around you. But because we move in a society and we're not the only ones in the society, we have to find something to keep ourselves balanced and to share with you how to do the same thing. That's why we're here sharing and caring. That's all we're about. We're not experts. We're not doctors. But we do know how to live our lives happy, bright, and light. And that's kind of hard to do in a time like this, okay? And when I mention the word toxic situations, you know, that toxic energy, if you notice, and we spoke about this, Tiffany with an eye, you know, you're trying to be there, you're there for someone, and they just keep on, but the minute you have to have that conversation and say, look, this is this and this is that, okay, you feel much better. And I tell you, I have no problem having those conversations because, as I stated, it's good to be happy, bright, and light no matter what you're going through. Like Neosha say, and yeah, many people say, don't give up, stand up. And that means for you, too. And it has to all start from within. No one can tell you how to stand for yourself. No one can tell you, oh, don't take it personal, because if someone's talking to you and they call your name, is that personal or what? That's personal, okay? And when it comes down to your principle, your character, your worth, you must speak on it. But at a time like this, with all the energies moving, just take 3 deep breaths. And if you don't know how to do it, just lock yourself up in the house. Don't move, okay? Don't move for a couple of days. Not for the first 3 days anyway. And since this comes around every 90 days that we go through this, you can work on it. It's a work in progress, as we say. But it's like we want it to be mindful and give you those thoughts. We don't direct and say what you should do or what you shouldn't do. We share and care over here and give you a few examples, because it's all about each one teach one. We're educators. We're educators about life. We're moving in this society that is, you know where it is now. Nothing is the same. And we have to restructure it again. And we have to reinvent stuff, okay? Because nothing is going to be done the way that it was ever done before. So it's reinvention time. So you have to rearrange, restructure, and reinvent. And I'll give Professor Bird's word, and the only way that you can do that is you must reflect on yourself and everything around you. So we talked about rearrange, restructure, reinvent, I'm going to say, and reflect. And if you don't have the strength to go out there and go against these oceans, this ocean water, because this is a rough ocean out here, and if you don't have the support of those who come to you and say, okay, ride on my back, I'm going to ride you through these waves. A lot of us have it, a lot of us don't. And especially when you have those individuals that only call when they want something, see, that's toxicity, okay? So you have time to make your list and do your checkout, okay? Because those type of individuals are doing nothing but blocking you, okay? We have to be here for everyone, but we don't have to be a rug. So those that are not giving you what you're giving them, that's toxic. Get rid of it. All right, you're going to feel much better. Then you will become happy, bright, and light, and you will be able to do whatever you need to do no matter what the situation is. Don't give up. Stand up. Never, ever give up, and never, ever retreat, okay? When someone comes, that's like, right? You know, I don't know if you've ever seen an elephant. When he moves out and he starts trampling, you trample on him. Trample if it's a bull, an elephant, the whole world, and trample on an ant. Never, ever retreat. Not about your life. So on that note, Tiffany, with the I see it, I change it. I correct it and I complete it. We're not going to stay on here too long because this is Mind for Monday, short and sweet. And I think we've shared some things with them. Do you have any last words you want to give us so we can carry on until Friday, so we call back with that answer on what did you do all week to stay positive? What would you have to take us out with here on Mindful Monday? Well, Tiffany Witt and I had technical problems, so I will post that out there for each and every one of you out there. We got this Monday. That's what I'm saying. This communication, this energy is high out here, so we lost her. But I'll close it up. And what I'm going to say is when those emotions are high, you want to not react to it. You just want to deal with that intenseness, deal with yourself, and make people understand the greatness that they carry in their lives. I'm looking at a light blinking here. She might be coming back on. Let's see if I can get her back on. Tiffany, we lost you. I carried it
out.
The moment for you to give us some words briefly.
That.
Yeah, that's okay. That's technology.
I'm so
sorry about that.
I didn't even know. All of a sudden, it disconnected, right? We're
that's
talking
okay.
about things happening
I
with
I
the energy.
Said,
and
you know, yeah. That,
okay.
That's what we're talking about. Do you see? There it was right there. You had that proof of it. Cell phones cutting out, computers blinking at you. Be careful. They might start typing and you haven't even put your hand on the keyboard. It's energy out here. It's energy and it is real. So we got a few minutes. Tell us, give us some last words, two or three words to carry us until the next Friday.
Well, I like what you said about toxicity. And remember, you know, there's toxic energy out there. And as we are going through all these retrogrades, whatever is toxic, release it. Release
yes.
it so that it doesn't mean that the situation can't come back in a positive way, but whatever is attached to the situation that's toxic, then let that go. You know, you
let
might be asked to let people go or let someone go who's in a toxic situation. And, you know, that doesn't mean that they can't recover, but until they do, let it go so that they can heal. And when they heal, they can come to you the way they're supposed to.
And I like those last words. And on that, my last word to them is we're going to take it out. Mindful Monday, short and sweet. Tiffany, we love you. And don't forget that question, what did you do all week to stay positive? And keep this in mind on Mindful Monday. Have a wonderful day.
Others have a deal.
We care, we love, all through the land.